unions. And I remember years ago, when one time Lung Po Chau was away for several months, and the food, no one was coming to the monastery bringing any food. And so we were all suffering from malnutrition. And the nuns would glean the forest there, pick up leaves or roots, and pretty soon we were running out of leaves and roots. And I had severe malnutrition at the time. And so we, Ajahn Liam and I decided we'd go Bindabat to Ban Bunwai. This was before Wat Nanachat, because the villagers there were very generous. They gave food too. They didn't just give rice. So, and that was quite a long Bindabat. So Ajahn Liam and I used to get up early and go all the way to Bunwai and back. We were so desperate for something to eat. When Lung Po Chau came back, he was really disgusted with the lay people, and he let them know it. He said, you know, there are, you know, 50, 60 monks here and about the same amount of nuns, and you only come when I'm here. And he said, I'm only one monk. I don't need your food. And he really, and in Thai people, I think, like to be scolded. So, and he scolded them. And so then there was this idea that you can, we can set up a fund, kind of people would donate money to set up an emergency fund if we ran out of food. And he said, I don't want any munities. And he says, it has to come through faith. So the word munity was associated with that. And it did. After that, there was no problem. Now the food is abundant at Wat Ba Pong. And they've got, no, really, it's full monastery.